All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and start, and there's going to be people wandering in, I guarantee you. But I need the full time because I've really organized it well. I know. My morning, well, first of all, I have to comment that I'm not sure about those really tiny donuts. I'm really not sure they save calories because I'm watching people take two, right? Because now you can try two flavors. So they're kind of on the we'll see list. So there are, I've already seen like there's four or five men gonna be here. So good. And this sweet lady said we're gonna be on the same page. I thought, yay, good for you. So I started my morning in prayer on my knees. No, actually I started my morning chasing a Hispanic gardener down the street with my the key to my sprinklers in my hand because he was cutting my flower bed. Like he was supposed to clear the road and there were five of them, but I chased only one. And so he just took his weed whacker along my beautiful stone wall that I've been training things to drip over, you know, and he started at one end, with my metal poker in my hand. He stood there. I don't even think he's ever experienced that kind of wrath from his wife. So needless to say, he got one little corner and I'll push stuff over, but oh my goodness, that's how the morning started. So it's going to be all downhill from here, right? All right, well, I'd open us in prayer, but we've prayed already today, and I think that the Lord, well, maybe I better do it just so I don't blaspheme or anything. Lord, thank you for this morning, and really, you are the God of order, and you are the one who drives in our heart the need for things to be ordered, and we are grateful. I pray that you would just help us to enjoy our time on some practical things of life today. In your name I pray, amen. Good. All right. Well, we are going to start off with an organizational quiz. Ooh. So you can just do your answer and share it with your neighbor, okay? Because they're really hard. All right. When I walk into a room filled with clutter, my first thought is A, look at all of this cool stuff. Nobody ever says. B, this makes me nervous. Toss it all. Or C, give me 20 minutes and it'll all be in order. It could be either. Yeah, that's true. Is it someone else's space or your own space? You'll have to determine. Someone else's space. Oh yeah, not your own. All right, next one. My dining room table is currently clear with an arrangement in the center, set for my next event. I had a girlfriend who did that. I'm like, you have to dust the dishes. She liked to do that. Has an ongoing project on it, or is used for my vertical file system of paper and junk. Yeah, the dining table, your formal one, maybe. Your formal, if you have one. If not, it could be your kitchen. All right, when I get mail, I immediately open it, read it, sort it, and file it all. Open it, look through it, and put it in a pile on my counter for later. Put it in a pile and get to it when I can. Just share your answer with your neighbor. All right, I have the hardest time getting rid of
things my kids have made, old photos, things I might need in the future, or my husband's junk, no wife ever said. All right, how many of you husbands have had your wife throw something away that was valuable? Yeah. I know. Oh, moving stuff. Oh, no way. No way. My husband has a hat that he hides because if I ever get my hands on it, it's gone. All right, the catch-all spot in my house is my kitchen counter. Some people call it the hot spot where things collect. That's the idea. My master bedroom. Any horizontal structure. I don't have one because I hate clutter. All right, and lastly, I want to be organized because I'm type A and I just can't stand the chaos. I feel out of control and would never let anyone step foot in my house. I want to have time for other things in my life. Probably all three in some ways. Yeah. All right, who's going to be bold enough to tell me why they are here today? Why did you choose to come? Oh, good. Okay, so we have people who come who like to organize. So this just kind of spurs them on to new stuff, right? Anybody else?
My house is really organized overall, but I spend so much of my time doing it, I don't spend enough, as much time with my family, with my children, as I would be constantly spending my real time in my house organized.
Good, good. And we're going to touch on that with kids especially, because sometimes we're on our kids all the time. And as a mom or a dad, we don't want to do that. I have some systems that really help take the discipline out of it. And it goes all on the kid. So that will help, I hope. Yeah.
We moved into a new home less than a month ago, and we have a history of disorganization. And we want to kind of get skills before this house becomes crazy.
Right, kid. So she's going from 1,000 square feet to 2,000 square feet. How long do you think it's going to take? It won't take very long if you're not on top of it and careful and have a game plan. I said that when we moved here to Mount Hermon. We went from 3,500 square feet to 1,200 square feet. Mm-hmm. And we have a garage here, which I have a whole bunch of furniture stored in, like my grandmother's dining room table. You know, I can't just give that away, especially because we're kind of in Mount Hermon housing. I don't know if we'll buy a house someday that I'd have room for a dining room table, but for now, I don't. I want to tell you just a little bit about my own personal organization journey, and then we'll just dive right in. Come on in, grab a workbook if you haven't. You missed the quiz, so you all failed, but... Sorry, I am known for just saying whatever's up here. It's not always the best thing. Especially for being a pastor's wife for 30 years. I really should know. My mind is built to think organizationally. And I think that God has made some of us that way. We just see something out of whack, and our first internal response is to put it in order. Anybody built like that? Some of us don't really care. We're far more laid back. It doesn't matter to us. And I admire that kind of person because I wish I was more that way sometimes, because I'll jump to organize something before I'll sit and spend time with someone. Like that, I don't know, that just gets me. I taught this seminar back in 2006, long time ago, and maybe once or twice more. So anybody take it before? Okay. Sorry if there's repeat stuff. It's just who I am and the way I think. But in the early stages of my organizing as a young mom, I had 4 kids. And so I really had to figure out some things to help in parenting, in keeping our home in order. I also love, you know, the passage in the Bible where Jesus is talked about in Isaiah, where it says he's the Prince of Peace. The word peace actually translates order. And if you think about that, order, what does it do when you walk into someone's home who is pretty much, it's in order? Doesn't it create a sense of peace for you? Yeah. I taught and teach piano, and I had a dad who would bring his daughter every week, and he said, I'm going to sit on the couch and listen to her play. And I would make him a cup of coffee or a cup of hot chocolate, and he'd sit there, and he said, it's just the most peaceful part of my day. And I thought, oh, I'm so happy I could create that space for him, you know, just a place, and he could listen to his daughter play. Now, it doesn't mean my house is always clean or neat, but it has a feeling that there's not a lot of chaos. That's kind of what we're going for, okay? As my kids have gotten older, I'm finding that I have to be careful not to overdo on the organization and keeping things clean, especially with teenagers, because they kind of need some boundaries of their own spaces. So we'll talk about that a little when we get to the messies and what we do with that. But I'm thankful that the Lord has made me this way, but I have to be careful, because any gift that you are given that is pushed to its limit becomes a problem, right? So if I was planning for a party, my kids affectionately called me the party Nazi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that wasn't a good thing, really. So I just want to create a place where people feel welcome, they feel at peace, and they feel like family in my house. And I'm learning to do that better. I'm learning, and in our culture today, how often do you take out your fancy china? How many of you have fancy china? Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, it just doesn't come out very much anymore, does it? Unless you're doing a really special family event or whatever. And I'm learning to how to welcome people in and say, hey, the dishes are right there in the cupboard. Pull down 9 plates or whatever. And letting people as they come in help and be part of our family. Mike and I have the speakers over for dessert on Monday nights. And I always am just quick to say, because there's so many food allergies and all that stuff. I said, this is family style. I'm just doing strawberries and angel food cake. Would you like whipped cream or chocolate? You know, and it's like, I just want, if they say I don't want any, I'm like, great, I have carrot sticks in the fridge, you know. Actually, I don't have any food in the fridge because we eat in the cafeteria or the dining hall all the time. And Mike's all, the milk spoiled again. All right, so that's kind of the gist of my background in organization. And I just want to say for a few minutes on personal organization, this is where my balance comes in of not overdoing with my family, is that I have to concentrate on the inside first, on my personal organization. And I start that by time in the Word and time in prayer in the morning. That is like I have my favorite chair. I spin it around and look out at the redwoods. Sorry if you don't have that. In Colorado, I would spin it around and look out at the snow in the backyard or the trampoline, whichever was in my view, you know. But I love that time in the morning of reading God's Word, taking something from it, and just chewing on it for a little while and praying on it. I don't have it with me. I have a book like this that's just, it's graph paper all inside. And I love to doodle. So I do all of my note-taking on one of these pads because for like the speakers, it's my whole year in sermon notes, and because they give us sermon notes to fill in, but what do you do with those papers? You know, you collect them in your Bible and then you toss them out. So I just write them in one of these. Then I can doodle at the same time, and it helps me keep my attention. Anybody like graph paper in here besides me? All right, I see that hand. This is yours. Yeah. pass that back. See, you better raise your hand if it has a bow on it. You're welcome. You're welcome. So that's the first thing. Have you ever gotten up in the morning and felt a little off kilter? Yeah. Chasing a Hispanic man down the street with your sprinkler? That would be me. And so when I got in here this morning, I said, okay, God, you just got to help me. Like, I got to like not be mad at the man. But I, yeah, anyway. All right, physical. Drink, these are my goals. Drink water. That's water. Or coffee. My goal is to drink more water than coffee. And sometimes I make it and sometimes I don't. Eat healthy, make good decisions with my choice of food. One little donut, not two. Or, and by the way, scones have more calories than donuts. I know. Just so, it's not right, I know. And move, that's the old person's turn for exercise. We say, we're gonna move today. So, hey, Miss Graph lady, paper lady. So I just kind of did a little healthy habits. And I have my three, and then I color them in. Like, if I get my steps for the day, I get to color them in. So I know I'm a check person. Like, I like to check off the list. So that's one thing that I like to do. The other thing is relational organization. Like, time with people. When you're a doer, it's hard to spend time with people sometimes. It's easier to do a task, you know, for me. I am in my prayer time in the morning. I also, because I get distracted really easy, I have started praying by typing my prayers out. So, because I can type as fast as I, faster than I can write, right? And my hand doesn't fall off. And I keep them on Google Docs and I have all of them from the years. Like, I just, and I pray through the Lord's Prayer every morning. In my own words. So I pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. And I said, what is in your kingdom today, Lord, for me? And it's going to be this relational piece. These are the things I'm setting up straight in order before I start my day. What in today is going to be kingdom for me? I want to know. I've shared this with a few of you. I had a lady email me through a ministry that we do at our church called Starting Point. And she texted, or she emailed me and said, I really want to meet with somebody. I came to church for the first time in September. I've only been once. And I came because I just feel really grateful for what God, or no, she didn't say God. I feel really grateful for what's happening in my life, and I don't know who to thank. I said, let's have coffee. You know, let's have coffee. I'm going to gather her in. And it's making space, and I thanked the Lord that day because I asked him, what's your kingdom work for me today? And he sat her on my lap, basically, you know? And it doesn't mean, to me, it doesn't always mean evangelism. That's a gift for me, but for you, it may be something with faith. It may be something related to hospitality or generosity or whatever. He's gonna use your gift for his kingdom. So are you watching? Are you asking? Are you setting it up at the beginning of your day? That's kind of my thought on that. And then lastly, emotional. I emotionally want to set up my tank or fill my tank. It doesn't happen every day because there are people in my life. They kind of mess things up, right? So for me, that is climbing in bed with a really good book at 10 o'clock at night. I love that. I just, that fills up my tank. For you, it might be a walk, it might be a run, it might be just a one-on-one with your husband or wife. What fills up your tank, you know, on an emotional level? It might be a long conversation with one of your kids, whatever it is. Those are just kind of some of the things internally. I think that sets me up for the rest of organizing in my life. And I don't take it lightly. I really don't. All right, now on to more practical things. Paper, paper, paper. Anybody have paper in their life? Yeah. I thought we'd start there because the last time I taught this class, it was like, oh, please help us. Now, the internet has changed some of that because we can receive things. So there, we'll talk about that too, because it's invisible paper, but it's still there, right? Yeah, it's awful. All right, I want to talk to you about a couple of file systems. This file is called My Immediate File. And what I do with this file is the things that come into the kitchen, where the mail gets delivered at my house, it makes its way into one of these files or into another file, and I'll show that to you. But this box, each kid has their own file. Even the dog, Baxter, has a file. You laugh, but I have someone coming to my house this weekend. I know he looks just like that. Someone's coming to my house this weekend to watch him because we're going down to LA. And so I will take this out and put it on the counter. Everything they need for Baxter is in there. How to feed him. How to avoid other dogs when you're walking him because he'll bark at them. Where he likes to sleep. All of that. His vet papers are in here. And I'll just say, and here's his vet right on the front, her card. It's all right there, ready to go. And I just keep it right in this file next to Caleb. I know, it's kind of silly. So like Megan has moved out, but every once in a while she'll get something like from the county of Santa Cruz. No idea why she got that. But she wrote us this really cool 21 Julys, when she turned 21, a glimpse of me through my Mount Hermon home. She wrote this for her English class in college. And so I keep that in there, and then here's her save the date for her wedding. So just a couple of things in there because she's gone out of the house. But Caleb's still home, so I have, some of his immediate things, his eye prescription is in here. So when he has to get a new pair of glasses or contacts or whatever, it's right there where I can find it. And mine's in mine. And just those kind of basic things. I have bills and receipts. So when I get a bill, it goes in here. And then when I do finances, I just pull the whole folder and go after them. Electronically deposited checks. Because you get them and then you're like, I can't throw this away. So it's right here on my counter. I can just put it right in there. And then some nights when I'm watching TV or whatever, I'll pull this file and I'll just start going through it. And I'll start checking things I don't need or putting them through the shredder or whatever. So it's all here. Here's my Mount Hermon thing. So I have some of the, speakers and summer camp. So when we have people come into our home and they ask a question, I know exactly where to find it. Any questions on the temporary or this immediate file? It's so much fun. So much fun that, I know, see, I'm really sick. So I'm only giving away one of these, but you get your choice of color. All right, I went back row last time, so I'll go front row this time. Oh, the black of mine? All right. All right. You're welcome. All right, you have to get your own box. Sorry. This was Target years ago. Hobby Lobby. You could get them at Hobby Lobby, right? I actually tried to find some at Target, and since I bought them, I didn't have enough money. All right, yearly files. Those would be things that you need to keep from year to year. So insurance papers, all of that. Like, I keep our Kaiser book in there that has what our deductibles are and all of that, like the book that the employer gives you. And Mike took Caleb to the emergency room, no, urgent care, and they charged him $125, and I pulled out the book. I knew exactly where it was. I said, it's $30. So now I gotta call Kaiser. But you get the idea. The yearly files are just things that you, car information, that kind of stuff, that you need to be able to get to. I keep receipts in there also because we have a minister's allowance, so I have to keep track of anything we buy for the house. And so I have those categorized in there also. Clothing, some people do it by stores. Like some of you that shop maybe at Costco regularly or Target, it might be a good idea just to keep a file. You could keep those in here or in your yearly files. And then your permanent files would be files that you need to keep on a permanent basis. Your tax, for tax purposes, we have been told 5 years is enough. If it's seven, God bless you, keep them for seven. But I keep them for five, I toss out the year and put the new year in and keep the receipts and things I need if we're ever audited, which in 30 years we've never been audited. And I've passed a lot of paper through all of that. Any question on files? Yes.
So I have four kids too. So I've got a lot of stuff. So I have one file just for the kids. Mm-hmm. Report cards and da-da-da-da-da. Do you see that in the immediate, or is that a separate file? Because my sister's all still at home. You know.
Right. So I only kept things that were important that I needed to get to in here. Report cards, no. I didn't keep those, and I'll talk about that when we get to kids. I'm going to talk about what to do with those papers. That's a good question, because there's lots of that. You don't need, I mean, we didn't even get report cards in the mail the last couple of years. They all came online. But yeah, here's a couple of ideas too. I want to show you. The scanner app is a great app to have. It is free, or you can upgrade for $1.99, which I advise on this one. It does not store your information on the web somewhere, but it keeps it there that you can access it under lock and key. And then you can take a document and scan it and send it as a legal document to someone rather than having to fax something. It works really well. I had to do some things between Colorado and California when my stepdad died with his death certificate and signing papers, and they could send it to me and I could fill it out. You can even write on this app. So it's a really good one, and it keeps your documents safe. Password Keeper, how many of you have a password keeper? Okay, good. You know there's an app for everything, right? Just saying. But the Password Keeper, I got this when I first got my phone. I love it, and I haven't paid for the extra upgrade on it. I just use the basic, but it keeps every one of my passwords. And then I have written them down and keep them in my safe also, just in case. But it's really helpful. Like for instance, we've been at Kaiser a few times over the past couple weeks, and I need Mike's card number. I have it, because I've put all in there. How many of you have had to get your kid's social security number? Yeah. It keeps all that. I just create a spot for it. You can write it down. And then my passwords, I have come up with a system where I switch out a word for each password, but the rest of it stays continuous. So I always know what my passwords are because I have my little system in my head. I'm not going to tell it to you because I value my bank account. But that might be an idea too. So Keeper Password, there's others out there, but it's a great place to keep your secure, and they'll keep it online for you too if you'd like them to. That's up to you. Any other questions on filing? Yeah.
Well, you mentioned you have a temporary file, so when you do permanently move it to a permanent file, mm-hmm. you have to go through the same file. Purge all of those stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just purge it, get rid of it. Shred it, I recommend shredding, or burn it. I mean, we used to have a bonfire every once in a while and burn the end of the year stuff because we had a fireplace. But yeah, you don't need to keep as much paper as you think you do. You know, you really don't. A lot of people will put it in a recyclable thing for their kids to use for coloring paper or building things, you know. Our kids used to use it to make a chain every year to how many days till Mount Hermon. Yeah, yeah. All right, calendar. Calendar preferences. How many of you like your calendar where you can see the week? How many like a month? Yeah, how many like to be able to go back and forth from month to month? You kind of have to, huh? How many of you like it electronic? Yeah, how many of you like to write it? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Anybody printed one off the internet? You can print them and write them. This would be my preferred method because I can color code it and do all that, and my phone syncs to my computer. However, this year, my daughter made this for me. So my word for the year is follow, which is on the front. And every page in here has been watercolored, or here's July. She's done so here's the month, here's the week. I had to go in and write the days on numbers. But every page is different, and so cute. So how do I go now? I gotta go back to a paper calendar. So I kinda do both because I couldn't not use this, right? And in the back, she's done and throughout it'll say, how are you following Jesus this month? You know, she took my word, like serious. I'm like, somebody's got a good mom. So in the back, 10 highlights of 2018, 9 things God taught me in 2018, trips you made, 8 ways, and there's like books you read, which is so cool. There's a little library to fill in the books. Isn't that cool? So that was my Christmas / birthday / Mother's Day gift from her, because one is good. One gift is good. Yeah. So anyway, but I do prefer the calendar on my phone. Family Message Center. This is really key for me, especially when I had young kids. So each on our family bulletin board, which was over a desk in our kitchen, in the hub of your life, right, your home, each kid had I did their name, and then that was this space for important school papers or birthday party invitations or church events coming for their age, and I would pin them up under their name, and that was where I kept that kind of paper. So not artwork, unless they're little and they don't have anything else to put up there, but that was the place to put it. And we had one that said family, so that we could keep track of what the family was doing also. We then also kept the number for poison control and all that kind of thing. I kept our address up there, so if a babysitter had to call in an emergency, she had our address. Those kind of things, or he had our address. And then my last advice with paper communication is the GC file, the garbage can, or the recycle bin, right? Chuck it, be free, throw it away. Don't let it pile up. If you get an ad in the mail, guess what? It's going to come again next week. I love at our little post office here in Mount Hermon, there's a big recycle bin right next to the mailboxes. And that's so you might want to think about this. Perhaps you sort your mail outside by your blue bin. And you just, don't need that, don't need that, don't need that. I want to tell you this too, please hear me. Every ad that you receive in the mail on paper, you can find online. Bed Bath & Beyond, those wonderful 20% off coupons, they finally put them online. So you might not want to get on having 20 stores come to your email, but here's another idea. I set up 2 emails. I have one through msn.com and one through Gmail. I have one through Mount Hermon too. That's a whole different thing. But my MSN is all my store, subscribed email. And it's great because I got 10% off here or 5% off there. And I really don't look at it all that often unless I'm looking for a deal. Then Gmail is my normal personal email. It doesn't cost you to set up an extra account. And it's really pretty easy. So there's a thought for you. All right. Any other comments, snide remarks? Yes. Pardon me?
Do you actually go through the MSN and delete it?
Sometimes.
Keep it at 1,000 or
whatever. Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't give my email out to everybody, but I do give it out when I want to see if something will pass. All right, let's go on to photos. I think that's it for that. Photos. How many of you have printed photos in a box somewhere? Okay, good, good. How many of you have 3,000 on your phone? Oh, yeah, yeah. So my question is, where do you start if you haven't? And some of us have, but we still feel overwhelmed by it. Can I ask you this question? Why do you take pictures?
To remember.
To remember. Okay. Why do you let pictures make you feel guilty? It's weird. Yeah. We do. We let those piles, well, we let piles of all kinds of things make us feel guilty. But just a thought. Anybody remember creative memories? How many of you did those? All right, here's my one creative memory book. Yeah, and somebody gave me the book and the kit to put it all together. And it was when Caleb was born, and so I have pictures of all the little kids and my curly hair and Mike with his USC cap. So, and then Noelle decided to teeth on it. So it has love marks, just like my piano bench does. Yeah, so that was creative memories. So that wasn't my thing, but I know for a lot of people that was fun. It was a hobby, and it cost a lot of money. Huh. And now you can do them online, but they didn't catch up fast enough, the company, I don't think, with some of the other online companies. I went to then sliding things into a book that you could slide it in and put a, write a little comment. And I did big ones. I have a lot of big ones that did 300 pictures for the year. And I really think 300 pictures was sufficient for a year, even with four kids. This was our 50-50 party when we turned 50. Everybody came dressed as half of something, like salt and pepper or, you know, just kind of fun things. And Mike and I think I have a picture of us in here. Oh, yeah, at the very beginning. We were a nun and a priest. So very fun. But see, I can look right back on this, and if I needed to pull out a picture for a kid to take to school, I could, and I just put a little pin in it and then put it back when they got home. So I did these, and I did them for special occasions. We took our kids on missions trips when they reached high school. Each kid went on a missions trip with mom and dad. So Aubrey, we took her to Nice and Monaco. It was a rough trip, but somebody has to serve on the French Riviera. Actually, it was a very dark trip because of Muslim work and all kinds of stuff. But I just, you know, filled it in. And so I have a lot of just little books. Well, then I sat with a friend who was younger than me, and she showed me how to do digital books online, right? And I love them. So I started doing one book per year, and she showed me on Apple Books, so it's an Apple book, but she showed me how to do it. And I just did it by month, like January, February. And just went through and, you know, added in pictures as we went. And they didn't have to be great pictures. They could be blurry. Look, here's Mount Hermon. See, there's always Mount Hermon pictures in our book, right? So I did one per year, and I'm behind already. But I'm okay, because digital pictures, they actually have a date on them. So that helps, right? And then I did little ones, like when we moved, I did one of our Colorado home, because we remodeled our kitchen 5 months before we moved. I know. And then here's some of my girlfriends came out our first year here, and I just did this little $8 Apple book on our, they played here at Mount Hermon. So I did four of them, and I sent them each one in the mail just for fun, because they were $8. So if you don't know how to use Shutterfly, or I put all these icons on here for you, Shutterfly, Snapfish, Chatbooks is the blue one that looks like books. Anybody use Chatbook? So Chatbook is really fun. If you like to post things on the internet, like on Facebook or Instagram, and if you write a little caption, it'll capture that too. You subscribe to Chatbooks, and it takes every 60 pictures that you post, puts them in a book and sends them out to you for $8. Every 60 pictures, and boom, a little book comes in the mail for you. Now that's my kind of scrapbooking. I learned that from a younger person, by the way. Google, there's Google Photos. It's just another way to store your photos and work with them. And then Mixbook. Those are all some fun ones. Anybody have a preference of one they really like? Lisa, what do you? Right.
You can just move them, but it'll make a book for you.
Yeah. That's really cool. And never, ever do Shutterfly without a coupon.
Right.
Yeah, because they're out there all the time.
So do you think about, oh, my kids are older, they're all going to want a book, and you just forget. They're all books are mom and dad's, come and get one when they get older.
Yeah. No, I didn't do a book for all of them.
Yeah. They're at home, and if they come home and look it up, right?
I mean, if it was a special occasion, like a graduation or something, yeah. But no, no, they can do their own. You know what I hate to tell you is when they get older, they have 3,000 pictures on their phone too to take care of. They don't want my pictures. Yeah.
I do something books and stuff, but my struggle is my kids need to finish school on some time. Like, I was always doing it, but I don't have a picture out and do that. Does anyone have any solution? I mean, you still have any.
Right. That's why I did the sliding in kind of book, because I could go back and pull out a baby picture for a yearbook. However, if it's digital, you can print it, you know, or you can send it. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. You gotta watch, they'll do free. I walked into my in-laws and there were two mugs on their kitchen counter with our family pictures on them that Aubrey had done and sent them as a gift to her grandparents, which they loved. And then my mom got coasters. And she goes, I just can't put my mug on your face. That's very cute. All right, I'm moving on. Photos. If you don't know how to do one of those electronic ones, there is a young person who lives near you that does know how. Give them a Starbucks card, seriously, you know? And sit down and say, can you show me how to get my photos from here to here? That may be your issue, you know? And then it'll organize them all. All right, any other questions on that? I'm watching my time here. Oh, we're doing good. Okay, the next area I want to talk about is the bedroom. The bedroom. All right, you might have to search for that. I don't think it's in order. Sorry. And I noticed that they didn't put page numbers on here, so I might have to go back on that too. Your bedroom. I'm going to talk about the master bedroom first. And I want to tell you that I'm going to be pretty opinionated on this. So you can just choose to disagree, all right? This is what you want your bedroom to look like, but in reality, right? It's got the target return thing. It has an elliptical in the corner. You know, the big TV hanging off the wall. And I want to tell you that I really want to encourage you to think differently about your master bedroom. Okay? Your master bedroom is your sanctuary. Even if you're not married, you're a single person, that is still your sanctuary. And I use that in terms of it is the place to go for intimacy with God, with your mate. I mean, it is the place that is like should be sacred in many ways. So in light of that, I really like the thought of it looking more like this, in the sense that this is not my bedroom. I pulled it off of Pinterest. But it is the place where I do not have any pictures of my children in my master bedroom. Because, sorry guys, but I don't want to be rolling over in the middle of intimacy and see my toddler staring at me. I mean, or my in-laws in their wedding gear. It's just not good. So there are pictures of Mike and I throughout the room. I've chosen to do all black and whites in our room. A lot of them are like the two of us down at the creek here at Mount Hermon or on West Cliff looking at a sunset or something that's a precious picture of the two of us that I love. So think about that. The other thing that I've done in our room is how many of you have the same comforter you've had for 50 years? You know, how many of you like to change it up? Yeah, good. Mike walks in the house and I rearrange the furniture all the time. And he goes, "Ah, good thing Helen Keller doesn't live here," you know? But I remind him it's cheaper to rearrange than to buy all new, right? So we have that. He's on moving the couch again. So in our bedroom, what I've done is I've done a white palette. So the comforter, everything's white. And then I put throw pillows on for the season. So in the summer, I put bright, cheery colors. In the fall, I get out pillows that have leaves and, you know, fun oranges and browns and whatever. At Christmas, I throw Christmas pillows on. Yes, I do have a big cupboard in the garage that I store all my pillows in. But, yeah, I do. I put them in plastic and store them. But I love that because I get a fresh look to my room every season. In the winter, I put all blue and white. I just love that. It's just so fun. And then I have two pillows that I keep. We have two big oversized chairs in our little room. They fit. Bless you. And because you can have one, and that's great, but if you want to sit down and have a conversation with your spouse, then they're on the bed or on the floor or whatever. So we just have the two. I bought them at IKEA. It's no big deal. They're white. And I throw pillows. One pillow says Mr. Right, and the other pillow says Mrs. Always Right. I got those locally here in town one year when I was shopping as a camper. And then another thing that I've chosen to do is I put a timer on the light by the chairs. Because one of the worst things for me, dusk is a hard time for me. I think it's like coming to the end of the day, my kids would be hungry and they're ready to eat and dinner's not ready. And it's just kind of that time of day. I think if you struggle with depression at all, dusk can be a really hard time. I don't like dusk. So around dusk, I have a couple of lights in my house that pop on by a little timer. And I love coming upstairs to my bedroom and the light's on. I don't walk into a dark room. And it cost me all of $8 at the hardware store. And it goes off at 10:30, which sometimes goes off in the middle of while I'm reading, but I have another light in my room. So that's just another thought or idea for creating that space. We have chosen no TV in our room. I know that then it's really special when we go to a hotel and there's a TV, you know? But we did, I will laugh at this. We had always had a queen-size bed because I said, I just want to snuggle. And he said, what you really mean is you just want to snuggle with a queen-size bed. I'm like, yeah, just snuggle. But mine can't be touched at night. Like, sometimes I'll just irritate him and touch my toe to his leg, and he's like, stop. Like, he just has to kind of have his own little space. So we'd stay in a hotel in a nice big king bed, and it was great. Well, finally, like, I don't know, 8 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of the queen. We're getting a king. And it's been great to have a nice queen bed and a bed that doesn't wiggle when someone gets out. Because as you get older, you will get out of bed more often and then eat. You will. And it's nice to have like one of those memory foam, or we have a Tempur-Pedic mattress where you can't feel the other person get up. And so that works really well too. All right. Let's talk about closets. Anybody else have a comment on that idea? Okay. Closets. This is what we would like. All the built-ins. I don't think she has enough clothes personally, but I know. But the reality is boxes on top of a shelf, right? Or no boxes and things are just piled in there. Yeah. I think some things about closets. I'm a visual person. So when I walk in, if I see a mess, I want to clean it. So I do organize my clothes by color. They're done by color. You'll find that almost immediately that cleans up your closet. Like that. You'll be like, wow, I didn't get rid of anything. But it's just if it's organized by color, it visually looks in order. In Colorado, we'd have to take clothes out and put clothes in because of seasons. But you don't have to do that so much here. How about donating anything you haven't worn for a year or more? Yeah, it would be nice. Oh, all those shoes. Mike counted my shoes the other day, and he's like, how many shoes does a woman need? I said, as many as she has shirts, you know? Yeah. Somebody gave me the idea of having a boutique night with your girlfriends. So go through your closet, pull out the things that you don't wear, hang them on a hanger, and have, like, a fun dessert. Have everybody bring, like, 10 items and hang them up, price them, you know, and then put everybody buys what they want and then use the money to give to a charity for women or men or whatever. You know, guys, you probably won't do that, but you can support your wife when she pulls your favorite t-shirt out. Color the closet, hang like things together, skirts, pants. I mean, these are pretty obvious. And I said, remember that shoes really go out of style. They do go out of style. Or your feet change as you get older and you can't wear those little strappy sandals anymore. So pass them along because that one ball that you're going to go to, you could buy a new pair of shoes for. Or borrow. Yes. And make your closet just a place that when you open it or you look into it or you walk into it, it feels in order. Like in your drawers, you don't have to buy fancy organizers. I find that small gift boxes work really well, especially in my kids' drawers. I would use a small gift box for little girl underwear. Worked perfect. You know, it'd stay in there, you could pile them up, and that didn't slide all over the place. Or socks, like a shoe box in a drawer works great for socks. You don't have to spend a lot of money on organizational stuff. You can be creative within your own stuff.
Rolling them
works well. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's good. I do that when I pack. I roll everything in my suitcase. Rolling them. It's kind of easier to fold them. Just a note on folding clothes. Maybe you do this. If my kids put something in the laundry inside out, that's how it gets it back. Right? You fold it inside out and put it in. I didn't do that for my husband. I always folded his, turned his clothes right side out. But one of my kids, I knew whose t-shirts were whose because hers were always inside out. Yeah. Yeah. How about your nightstand? What's on your nightstand? Very organized?
Because I organize.
Okay. Books. So maybe you could have the book that you're currently reading on your nightstand, and the other books could be in a place like a bookshelf. You know? My son gave me a 5-year journal for Christmas, which is the coolest thing. It's you open it up and it has 5 years, so you start with the first year and you write the date, and then you just write one thought for the day. And then you can go back, like, you know, as the years go by. So that's been really fun. I keep that on my nightstand. And a little flashlight, because at Mount Hermon, we have been known to lose electricity quite often. Yeah, so we keep a nightlight up there, too. All right, any other thoughts or ideas on the master or kid bedroom? Another idea for kids is, you know those sweater boxes? They hang and they have compartments that are bigger. I know moms that have gone and they do like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they start like maybe Saturday morning with their child or Sunday night, and they put in the outfits for the week. in those boxes in their closet. So they don't have the battle in the morning of what they're gonna wear, what shoes go with what. It's all set for them. And if they get to Tuesday and they don't like Tuesday's choice, they can take Wednesday. You know, it's just ready to go. I think that's kind of a cool way to help kids with organizing their closet too. All right, well, we're done just a few minutes early. So tomorrow is our special guest, Carla Talbot, and we're gonna talk about organization. I have more gifts to give out. I'm really excited about what she has to share, and we're gonna talk about entertaining versus hospitality. I'm gonna give you a couple of great book recommendations, and we'll talk about organizing the kitchen, menu planning, some of those kind of things. Yes?
About the kids' room. Mm-hmm. What's your policy of kids' room? Is the kids' room their room, they keep it as they want to?
Yeah.
Do you make them clean it up every day?
Oh my goodness, I'm supposed to do kids' rooms today. Can you give me 2 more minutes? All right. If it weren't for my kids, I would be organized, right? See the girl with the dresser drawers open? This was my tweener. This was her. She wouldn't close her drawers. Like, I said to her, don't you realize that those little knobs that pull the drawer open could also push the drawer shut? No. So she'd layer them. The bottom drawer would be out the furthest, and then the next drawer, and then the next drawer. So finally, I took all the drawers out of her dresser and laid them on the floor of her room. And she's like, Mom, I don't have any room to walk. And I said, yeah, but now you don't have to worry about shutting your drawers. And she had to leave them in her room on the floor for a week, and she hated it. So then when the drawers went back in her dresser, amazing, those knobs worked again, and the drawer would be shut. I let my kids decorate their own rooms with some help. Like, I bought it, so I let them decorate, but we had some real strong rules on teaching them order. One was that they had to make their bed every day. That was a non-negotiable for me, because that's one of the 7 healthy habits of a healthy person, right, is making your bed, even if it's right before you get in it. No. I had you going, though. So with my oldest, I could charge her 25 cents, and she'd be like, oh, and she'd get it made, you know? But with the drawer kid, we all have one drawer kid, right? With her, it was $5 a pop. Wow. Yeah, guess what? She always made her bed because it cost her too much. And you know what? It took it off of me. It really did. It was like, no, this is just the family rule. If you don't make your bed, it's $5. And if you don't have $5, I got $5 worth of chores for you. Yeah, and so it really worked well. So they had to make their bed. They had to be able to find their clothes. And I did. I mean, you spend all that time folding and preparing and cleaning, and then they're all over the place, and they can't tell what's clean and dirty. It's not respectful to mom. So it's a respect issue. And can I just say, they're kids, so we're training them. You can't tell them once. You can't tell them twice. So that's where, with some things in order, where they know what happens, then they don't blow it as much, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Right.
Are you then making the bed and not charging the bed? She still has to make the bed.
No, I don't make her bed. She has to make it.
Mm-hmm. So she gets charged $5 and has to still make it.
Mm-hmm. Or no, she doesn't have to make it. She doesn't have to make it. She can leave it unmade for the day. It's just still $5. Yeah. Yeah, she has learned. I want to hit just one or more 2 things and then I'll stop. I'll hit summer game plan tomorrow. Organizing your kids. One of the best things I have on here is the Saturday basket. Is it there?
I saw it somewhere.
It's probably under the messies. So under the messies page, wherever that is in your book, managing the messies, the Saturday basket. This one child, my drawer kid, she would, when she walked in the room to the time she got to where she was going, there was a trail. Do you have one of those? Yeah, yeah. So I started doing what I would say, would you please pick up your stuff? Okay, Mom. Always okay, Mom, you know. Or sometimes, but no, it would still be there because she just didn't see it. You know, that frontal lobe is not closed till they're 26, right? So anyway, I got a basket and I started calling it my Saturday basket. And I would gather up anything that was left and put it in the Saturday basket. And they could not have it until Saturday. So it took it off of me and they say, Mom, where's my stuff? Dude, it's in the Saturday basket. So if it was like homework or a favorite book, they could buy it back with a chore or money. Or shoes, they could buy it back. But if not, it stayed in there till Saturday morning. And then Saturday morning when they come down for cartoons and breakfast or whatever, they had to empty the Saturday basket first. And they had to put their stuff away before breakfast. Like no breakfast, no TV, no computer till they emptied the Saturday basket. And then it was done. And I was like, I like this. Yeah.
You say you've been talking about they have to pay you money. Mm-hmm. How do they get their money? Do you give them allowance?
We did. We gave them an allowance. And they had chores that they did, and they got allowance on payday when we got paid. So, and that's a whole nother thing I can talk to you about. We had an envelope system, so they had to put part of their money in for a tithe, part for savings, and part for spending, and it did not come out of their savings. It had to come out of their spending money.
Or they could do chores, too.
Or they could do chores, right, equal chores, like vacuum the basement or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about storage boxes? Are you
going to
talk about
that? Yeah, I'm over time, so how about we'll start there tomorrow? I promise. I don't know how
Thank
I
you.
Got off. You're welcome. Thank you.